We're going to head to Muncie and be joined by Ball State head coach Mike New. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fine. Thank you for your time. And as you prepare for and get ready for tomorrow night's contest against Western Michigan, we'll let you open the call to talk about some of the challenges you'll face from this Bronco team, both offensively and defensively.
Well, good football team, very well-rounded. Obviously, offensively, defensively, special teams are among tops in the league, and they've got a good thing going at home. So they've done a great job of taking advantage of their home turf and being 5-0 there. So it's a great challenge for us. Obviously, we've worked hard, as a program to try to put ourselves in position to play games like this. When you start talking about playing the final quarter of the season. And, we worked hard, and obviously we took advantage of having a couple extra days here, obviously studying as much tape as we possibly can, putting a great game plan together, and really getting a couple of our guys that were banged up, getting them back full speed so that, when we do take on Western Michigan tomorrow night, that we got all hands on deck, and we're going to have our best effort because we're playing against a good football team.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach New and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You're playing a meaningful game in the month of November, and it's on national television, so certainly there isn't any need for motivation for your Cardinals, correct?
That's correct. Obviously, we're coming off a disappointing loss the last time we were on the field against Ohio, and so we put that behind us, knowing that it only gets tougher, and this is a great conference. It's always been a great conference, and when you're playing a team like Western Michigan, each week you hope that each week you play, it's an even bigger game, because when that's the case, obviously you put yourselves in a position to play in some meaningful games, and so this is the biggest game for us. Obviously, we got to do what we do. We got to play the Ball State way with effort, physicality, and having the next play mindset, because it's going to be required for four quarters, because it's going to be like a heavyweight fight. There's going to be some punches each way, and can you play the next play and have that kind of mindset for four quarters? Because Coach Lester and his staff done a great job. I've got a lot of respect for Tim. I know Tim quite well, so it's a great challenge, and obviously for us, we got to be ready, when that ball is kicked off, and I know our guys will be.
Defensively for you, Western Michigan is so balanced, both with the running game and the passing game, and with the weapons they have. Just talk about the challenge your Cardinals are going to have defensively against a senior quarterback-laden led offense.
No question. I mean, they're one of the top. They are the top offense in the league right now. You talk about scoring. You talk about total offense, and just what you said about being balanced. It all starts with the run. And Levante Bellamy's playing as good as I would argue any back in the country. And so when you have that kind of guy and that kind of weapon that's got that big play potential, you got to be good at tackling the ball. It's all going to start with that for us, whether it's offensively or defensively. We've got to be able to stop the run, and we got to be able to run the football. And obviously they've got a quarterback and John Wasink, who's played at a high level. He's very efficient, runs that offense quite well. I know. Coach Lester's described him as basically a coach on the field, and he runs a show and does a good job. You know what you're going to get out of John each and every week, and it's a great challenge. Our guys will be ready for it, and obviously, it's one of those that they've got plenty of weapons, so it's not just a one-dimensional offense.
Let's go to our next question for Coach New.
Our next question is from the line of Jordan Guskey with the Star Press.
Go ahead,
hey, Coach,
Jordan.
How are you? Yeah,
I'm good.
Good. So you mentioned getting guys back to full strength there. I guess when you're looking at Caleb Huntley, Luke Martin, others, how are they looking? What are your expectations for them tomorrow?
Yeah, Caleb has had a great last couple of days of practice, so he'll be full speed. Luke will still be probably a game-time decision on him, but, obviously these couple of extra days have really helped to try to get those guys back.
Of course. And looking at your offensive philosophy, play calling, I guess, who is making, the final decisions for play calling for you guys, and how did you come on that decision to choose that person?
Oh, obviously, when Joey Lynch and I have been around each other now for quite some time, and obviously we feel like we think a lot alike, and obviously it's a group effort when we put the playlist together, starting with the run game. Coach Colin Johnson and Kevin Lynch and Joey have a lot of say-so in that, and then kind of, obviously when we put together the passing game, and whether it's play action or drop back pass or third down plan or red zone plan, it's kind of a group effort. And then on game day, Joey's the lead play caller, but we certainly communicate, between every series and, what's working well, what do we need to adjust. And obviously the same thing takes place at halftime.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Mike, did you get a sense your team was kind of antsy for playing a game after coming off a tough one against Ohio and kind of wanting to show a better effort and wanting to play quicker, but having to wait, to play the next game? Just talk about that. Did your team seem a little bit antsy and wanting to get back out there to prove themselves and get on the field to showcase their true talents?
Oh, no question. Obviously, when you have a game like that doesn't go in your favor, you know, getting right back to work and learning from the mistakes that are made. If we're in a situation like that again, how do we handle it better? And so I really, the focus, the intensity, the preparation. Obviously, we've had a phrase around here, just kind of being obsessed with preparation. And so our guys have done a good job of being consistent with that. And, this is the next opportunity. And again, every week in this conference, the games only get tougher. There's good opponents from top to bottom, and so you got to play at a high level, you got to be consistent, and our guys know that, and so getting back on the practice field when we started our preparation for Western Michigan, that was very clear. The guys understood that, and you could tell by the way we were practicing and by the way we were going about our business.
And for you, are you excited to see kind of how quarterback Drew Plitt responds to this type of opportunity?
Oh, no question. Drew's a mentally tough guy, and obviously he's been a champion in high school. Parents are both coaches. I mean, he's obviously a guy that's had some adversity before, handled it quite well, so I'm very confident that he'll come back, and obviously he's very locked in, has a lot of, obviously we give him a lot of freedom at the line of scrimmage to make some adjustments, but he's also very involved too. You want a quarterback that makes suggestions game plan wise. There's things that he sees through his film study, and I certainly love that part. When you have a quarterback that certainly it feels comfortable enough to bring those suggestions to the table.
Well, Mike, I'll let you get back. Thank you for your time. I'll let you get back to your preparation for Western Michigan, and I want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow night. We'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, thank you.
For Mike New and his Ball State Cardinals heading on the road to Kalamazoo for tomorrow night's contest, Tuesday, November 5th at Western Michigan. That game at 8 p.m. Eastern kickoff on ESPN2.